Rav Moshe, in his Sefer the Rosh Moshe, has a Ha'orah in this week's parasha. And it's interesting to think about this Ha'orah. It looks like it was said by some type of a drasha for a yeshiva host World War II, drumming up support for the yeshiva. But he has the Chazal say in this week's parasha, Vayechu Shloshes Yamim B'Midbar B'Lo Motzu Moyim Klaiso, went for 3 days in the Midbar B'Lo Motzu Moyim. So as all in the pasuk, the Klai went for 3 days without the Torah, and they felt the equivalent feeling of a person goes in a midbar without mayim, that the person's his tremendous thirst, and he feels weakened, so he hasn't had liquid for 3 days. Klai felt the same way, and Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin because of that. That there's never going to be 3 days that we go without learning Torah, because Klai was missing Torah for 3 days. So every 3 days, so Monday we learn from the Torah, we learn from the Torah again on Thursday, and then on Shabbos we're always never, we never go more than 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana, the Gemara says, was only 3 psukim. Ezra HaSofer later on expanded the Takana to 10 psukim. And Kriyas HaTorah has to be the minimum of 10 psukim, with one exception. Actually, in this week's parsha, on Purim, the Kriya for Purim is 9 psukim. The parsha of Amalek at the end of the parsha of Peshalach. But Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin 3 psukim. 3 psukim. So Moshe has the Ha'ara. If Klai Yisrael is starving, the equivalent of tremendous thirst, and you come and you drop a few drops of water in their mouth, so it for a moment it feels better, but overall it doesn't really address your problem. So how does 3 psukim and just 3 psukim alone address the problem? So Moshe says that the thirst, the lack of Torah, it's not because of the lack of knowledge, it's because of the lack of purpose. If a person goes for a period of time with just busy working, doing, etc., without feeling that he has a purpose in life, that's something which a person finds is extremely difficult to maintain and to continue. A person after a few moments, a few days, a few weeks, somebody reminds him that his life is purposeful, and he has a mission to accomplish, and he has value, and he's important. That can give him a chizuk which can last for quite some time. So the 3 psukim of Torah, their purpose is to remind Klal Yisrael, and to remind the remember of Klal Yisrael that life has a purpose. There's a purpose in life. He's accomplishing something, and he should appreciate that. So it means any 3 psukim of the Torah that a person learns, Moshe is pointing out, any 3 psukim of the Torah that a person learns will be able to convey to the message to Klal Yisrael, to each member of Klal Yisrael, that there's something more valuable, there's something more significant in their life than just the being busy doing work, etc. And that's what the getter of the Takana was, that the original Takana was these 3 psukim, was going to accomplish that. So we can take any 3 random psukim from the Torah. The original Takana wasn't necessarily the division of the parashas the way we have it. It was any 3 psukim of the Torah. So any 3 psukim of the Torah would be able to accomplish this same message. That, to be misbehaved on that is a tremendous thing. I think it's a tremendous thing to be misbehaved on that, to think about that reality and that possibility, that that everything has a significance, everything has a message of the value of life, the purpose of life, that the Bereshit has a mission, he has a plan for the world. Have a good Shabbos.